But you remain standing if you're able to hear God's word read from 1 Peter chapter 5, and we will read verses 6 through 9. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 9, and you can find that section of scripture on page 1191 in your pew Bible. Hear God's inspired and inerrant word. 1 Peter 5, starting at verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And please pray with me. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you that you have spoken your precious word of truth to us. And we pray, Lord, that your blessing would be on our hearing, on our meditation, and on the words of my mouth. We need spirit-inspired speaking, unction, and we need spirit-inspired and enabled hearing. And then doing. And we need glad and joyful hearts to receive your word and to receive it with thankfulness and with open hearts, and then to be doers of it and be blessed. And so, Holy Spirit, fill us, strengthen us, enable us to follow closely after Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. And thank you for sending us your Spirit to enable glad and joyful obedience to your word. Help us now. Give us grace. Give us mercy. Give us your help in this time of need. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The sermon title this morning is Stand Strong in the Faith. Beloved, we must stand strong in the faith. Our passage this morning is really the final exhortation of the Apostle Peter to the disciples scattered throughout the world. At that time, scattered throughout Asia Minor, which is now modern-day Turkey. He was giving the final exhortation and parting word before closing and then giving the blessing and benediction. And so he reminds the people of God of the spiritual warfare in which we are presently engaged. And so I need to remind you, as the apostle, we are at war. We have an adversary, an enemy against our soul who roams about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may eat up, whom he may devour. Let's not be like him. James says, if you bite and devour one another, take care lest you be consumed by one another. We don't want to be like the devil. We want to be like Jesus. Amen. We have a cunning adversary, a hungry, roaring lion, but we are protected by the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Amen. And we're protected by the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. And that Good Shepherd is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so we are protected, but we also have our own part in what we should do. What do we need to do? We must stand strong in the faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. We must stand strong in the faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ. We must stand in the faith. Jesus stood in faith. And because he stood, so can we. And so will we. Amen? What does it mean to stand strong in the faith? Some of your translations of the Bible say to be steadfast, to stand strong. The word translated steadfast or strong means to stand established or to stand solid, well built in the faith. Do you have that kind of faith? Do you have the kind of faith that can stand up to the winds and waves and the flames and the trials, the fiery trials that will come our way? We need to have that kind of faith. And God is able to give us that faith. Amen? We need to rely on, we need to look up to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Keep our eyes fixed on the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? Knowing that Jesus Christ will get the victory. And that we will get the victory too as we remain in him. And so we really are riding the coattails of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hold on to those coattails. And as he goes into victory, you will be pulled through to victory as well. Amen? But how do we get this kind of faith? Where does it come from? Where does this solid, strong, established faith come from? Well, first, we need to recognize it doesn't come from us. And so we need to humble ourselves. We must humble ourselves under God's mighty hand, it says in verse 6. Of our passage. In other words, we need to make ourselves low. We need to look up. Don't look at yourself for that faith. Look to him in faith. We need faith the size of a mustard seed. Of a mustard seed. That's enough. If it is in Jesus Christ. Amen? And so make yourselves low. Don't look to yourselves. Look unto him. I lift up my eyes unto heaven. From where? From whence my help comes. We lift our eyes up to the Lord who is enthroned in heaven. Amen? Look up to him. Look to his mighty hand. We humble ourselves under his mighty hand. Why does Peter say mighty hand? Well, very often in the Old Testament, we're reminded that God redeemed his people with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm from the Egyptians. God's people could not have gotten themselves out from under Pharaoh. God had to do it, and he did do it. Amen? And so Deuteronomy 7:8 recounts that when it says, "But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath, kept the covenant he swore to your ancestors, that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh the king." So God did it. Why? Because he loved us. It's because he loved us that he redeemed us from an enemy too great for us. And that became the picture of what the Lord Jesus does in redeeming us from the devil, the enemy of our souls. And so Jesus, because of his love, because of the great love with the Father, with which the Father loved us, he poured out his blood on the cross for you and for me, to wash away our sin and to make the only way that sinners can be made right with God. Because God is completely holy. He can't forgive us because he's a loving God. He can't. Payment for sin must be made. And that payment was made on the cross. The wages of sin is death. And so you deserved to die because of your sin. But Jesus died in the place of us on the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the question is, do you believe it? Do you believe that he died in your stead, in your place? And it's not just enough to say, "Oh yeah, I understand that there was a substitution." We must also put our full trust, our full faith in what he did on the cross. And there needs to be a change. We need to turn from our sin that sent him to the cross and then believe. So it's repent and believe. And so I need to ask you this morning, beloved, have you come to the point where you've made that decision? Yes, I'm a sinner. And I can't save myself. I can't redeem myself. Only one person can. And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. He did what I could not do. He lived a perfect life. And he offered himself up as a perfect sacrifice to take away my sin. He is the one who redeems me. He is the one with the mighty hand and outstretched arm, defeated the devil at the cross. Do you believe that? If you believe that, you can be saved. And so I urge you to take that step if you haven't. It goes like this. We need to call on the name of the Lord for salvation. Because the Bible says, all those who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you mean it, you believe it, you understand it, and you want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, cry out to him, "Lord Jesus, I understand. and I'm convicted that I am a sinner, deserving your wrath, deserving death, deserving an eternal hell. But you, Lord Jesus, died in my place on the cross. I trust you alone to save me and to bring me to God by the virtue of your precious blood poured out to wash away my sin. I do receive you and believe in you as Lord and Savior. Come into my life and make me a new person. I believe if you pray that prayer in faith, trusting in God to do it, he will do it and make you a new creation. Amen? I'm a witness. He did it in me. And a lot of you also are witnesses of what God can do through his word and through his spirit. And so look up to him as your redeemer. Look to that hand that upholds us and strengthens us to stand. What does Isaiah 41:10 say? By the way, that's a good verse to commit to memory. Fear not. Should we be afraid? Nope. Fear not, the Bible says 365 times. So every day we need to be reminded not to be afraid. Amen. Amen. Even of the coronavirus, fear not. Amen. For I am with you. I am Emmanuel, God with you. Do not be dismayed. For I am your God, I will strengthen you. We can be strong in the faith that is in Christ Jesus because God is the one who strengthens us. Amen? Amen. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will be your easer, the stone of my help, Ebenezer. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. How can we keep standing in trials? Because God upholds us with his mighty righteous hand. Amen? Amen. Also, we need to trust that he will exalt us at the proper time. When is that? Well, when you can bear it and not fall into pride. That's the proper time. That's due time. So sometimes the exaltation is withheld because we might get proud. Ask me how I know this. So don't be proud. Give God the glory. If you're able to stand, if you're able to do something good, guess what? It's God who enables you to do well. And so give him all glory, all honor, and all praise. Amen? Amen. We must humble ourselves under God's mighty hand. We also must cast our cares on him. What does Peter say in verse 7? Casting some of your cares on him? Oh no. Casting all your care. Do you have any cares? Any concerns? Any difficulties? Any anxieties? Any burdens? Any doubts? Cast them on him. Jesus says, O you of little faith, why are you anxious? O you of little faith, why are you afraid? O you of little faith, why did you doubt? You know what? Little faith can be grown into big faith. How? Well, as we look to God, Don't look down, look up. Amen. Amen? And look to God's promise. Like Abraham. Do you remember Abraham? Well, if you don't remember Abraham, let's be reminded. Romans 4, 18 through 21. You can find that in your pew Bible. We're going to turn to there momentarily. Romans 4. And here's another chunk of scripture that's worth putting in the memory banks. Because we want God's word to influence us more than the words of men. Romans 4, starting at verse 18. Who, and this is referring to Abraham, who contrary to hope, Abraham in hope believed so that he might become the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Abraham was given a huge promise that he would be the father of many nations. And here was Abraham in his 90s and still childless, and his wife childless and in her 90s as well. But Abraham still believed God's promise. And so it says in verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider or did not think about or dwell upon his own body, already dead or already as good as dead with respect to childbearing, child or becoming a father, since he was about 100 years old. Remember, Abraham was 99. When Isaac was born. And he didn't consider or dwell on the deadness of Sarah's womb. She had never born. She was in her 90s. It was, from a human perspective, impossible. Impossible for her to bear a child. But he did not waver in unbelief. He was not shaken. He did not teeter-totter in unbelief. Sometimes we can be that way. We don't want to be cast about and waver and shake. We want to be solid in our faith. Abraham did not waver in unbelief at the promise of God, but was strengthened in faith. He kept his faith, stayed on the promise and covenant of God. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. All glory to God. If he says it, he's going to do it. He may wait a long time to bring it to fruition, but he's going to do it. Amen. Amen? Because it's impossible for God to lie. Being fully convinced, and we need to be fully convinced, that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Amen. Amen. And it's the same with us. Our faith grows strong as we are fully assured what God has promised. He is able and he will perform. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God that he keeps his promises. And so, beloved, we need to cast our cares, throw them, literally, on him, he who cares for you. Do you know that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they care for you? Do you know that God is gracious to you? What do I mean by grace? I mean that God is favorably inclined toward you. He leans toward you to give you favor, to give you blessing through the Lord Jesus Christ. We are accepted, completely accepted in the Beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it means to be in Christ. Are you there? I pray that you would be there by faith. Hallelujah. Cast your cares on Him. Cast your doubts. Cast your anxieties. Cast your burdens on Him. And He will bear them with you. Amen. He cares more about your well-being than you do. How do I know this? Do you ever sin? If you ever sin, that's going against your well-being. If you're sinning, you're, in a sense, hating God first, but you're also hating yourself because you're working against your own best interests when you sin. And God never sins against us. He does all for our good. And so that's why we can affirm Romans 8:28, and we know, and we are convinced that God will cause all things, God causes all things to work together for good, for the good of those who love God and to those who are the called according to His purpose. Know in the depths of your being that He loves you and cares for you in Christ. Do you know that? Do you know that a little bit? Pray that He grows that knowledge in you, because the goal of our instruction is not a bunch of people who just do the right thing. That's not the goal of our instruction. The goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a sincere faith and a clear conscience. We want to obey God because we love Him, because He first loved us. Amen. And so that's why we want to grow strong. We want to grow strong in Him because of His great love for us. Do you see how faith and love work together? Amen. Cast your care on Him because He cares for you. He is the one who is able to make us stand strong. Amen? And then lastly, we must be on our guard. We must resist the enemy. Now, in these three points, the first one was a point about ourselves. And then in connection with God, we need to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand. And so that's how we deal with ourselves. We need to be humble. We need to be low before God. The second is our attitude toward God. We need to move close to God. Don't resist God. Draw near to God with your cares, with the deepest cares of your heart. The deepest desires of your heart, bring them to the Lord. You can trust Him. He will do what's right and good for you. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack no good thing. Amen? So we entrust ourselves to God. We don't resist God. We submit to God. We draw near to God. But we do resist the devil. Now, some of us have got it backwards. We resist God and we give in to the devil. What's up with that? We must resist the devil. Amen? Amen. 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 We need to resist the devil. How do we do that? We need to be sober. Sober-minded. We need to be in our right mind, in a biblically and Holy Spirit-informed mind. We have the mind of Christ. You have it, now exercise it. Amen? Amen. Don't get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't be under the influence of the flesh. Don't be under the influence of alcohol. Don't be under the influence of drugs. No, it's not okay to smoke pot. It's not, because that puts you under the influence of dope. And it destroys your mind. It destroys the brain. It causes schizophrenia and a host of other abnormalities that we don't need. Although some want to make lots of money off of the sale of marijuana. And so, though it's maybe legal in some places, it's not ethical and it's not profitable and it's destructive and it's contrary to the Word of God. Just saying. Be sober. Drugs, alcohol, fleshly thinking do not allow us to have a right mind before God. And so we need to get into the Word and let that Word get into us. And God's Spirit have His way with us. Need to pray, Lord, what would You have me do today? Lord, what is right in Your sight according to Your Word and according to Your Spirit? How should I respond in this relationship where I'm confused and not sure what I should do? Please give me wisdom. Please let me follow Your Word and follow Your Spirit. Amen. So-and-so offended me and did wrong and sinned against me. How do I respond in Christian love and forgiveness? Because You tell me to love my enemies and to do good to those who despitefully use me. That's what Your Word says. This is impossible for me, but I know it's possible if I trust the working of Your Spirit in me to change my heart, to change my mind, to change my action, to enable me to repent. Help me, Lord. Amen? So we want to be sober, sound in our thinking, have truthful thinking according to God's Word. We also want to be vigilant or to be watchful. What happens when we are not watchful or we fall asleep at the switch, as it were? That's the opposite. Are we awake and on the alert against the wiles and schemes and strategies of the devil? Or are we asleep? And are we going to be caught unawares? And so, beloved, this is your wake-up call. Wake up. Be on the alert. Don't let the enemy trip you up. Don't let the roaring lion eat you up. Stand strong by faith, and he won't be able to do it. Resist him, and, James says, he will flee from you. That's a promise. Do you believe God's promises? Amen. Be watchful, but don't be afraid. Because the lion, even though he's a roaring lion, makes a lot of noise, just like a dog on a leash. He can bark up a storm, but he's on a leash. He can't go any further than the extent of that leash. And the devil is God's devil, and he's on a leash. He can't go any further than what God allows. And God is able to strengthen us, uphold us with his righteous right hand. Amen? Hallelujah. But we need to resist the devil. Don't resist God. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen? And so, beloved, how's your faith this morning? Or where's your faith? Is it in yourself? Don't let your faith be in yourself, because you will fail. But do put your faith in the God who never fails, whose word never fails, whose promises are secure. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the living. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob live. Though they died, they live because they believed the promise. And so the question is, have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Believe and keep believing in him, and you will grow strong. You will stand strong in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful, we're thankful that though there is an enemy, an adversary of our souls, there is one greater who is the friend and the one who is gracious and merciful and the helper and the sustainer of our souls. And so, Lord, I pray that we would take these words to heart, the word of your scripture, that we would be humble before you. You give grace to the humble. You oppose the proud, but you do give grace. You do incline yourself favorably toward the humble. And so, Lord, give us grace to be humble and to receive your favor. Let us cast our care on you. Free us from the burden of anxiety. Free us from the burden of fear. Free us from the burden of doubt. And may we be like Abraham, not wavering in unbelief, but growing strong in faith, being fully persuaded that what you promise, you will also perform. And so make us, make your sons and daughters by faith stand strong in the faith, even as some of us are undergoing trials and some of us are undergoing fiery trials. Comfort, strengthen, uphold, and settle your people in Christ. And then, Lord, remind us that we're not the only ones who are suffering. Our brotherhood, our brothers and sisters around the world are suffering also, Lord. Help them, uphold them, strengthen them as they go through fire and water, and bring them through, because you are the one who holds us up. You are the one who nourishes us. You are the one who protects us. So do that for our brothers and sisters around the world who are undergoing persecution. Thank you for their witness. May we be strengthened and encouraged by their witness and by their stand. And may you receive all glory, all praise, and all honor. May you be exalted. We exalt you because you deserve it. You are worthy. And so receive the praise, Receive the honor, receive the glory of your people. We love you, Lord, and we're grateful that you have first loved us and have redeemed us. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.